Our next guest is here to tell us more about the newly refurbished ambulance with Capital City Fire and Rescue with Formline Art by Mary Goddard and Crystal Worrell. On the phone with us right now, or I should say the Zoom, is Assistant Chief Chad Cameron. How are you?
Doing great. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. Thanks for spending time with us today here on Juno Afternoon. So I'm guessing a few of us have had the privilege of seeing this machine on the road. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. Beautiful. Where is it as we speak?
Hidden in an undisclosed location. I'm just teasing. It's at the downtown fire station, and we've kept it under wraps because we haven't had need for it until the official unveiling.
Got it. And when is the official unveiling?
That'll be tomorrow morning at 0900 hours or 9 a.m. We will be having a Zoom unveiling, virtual unveiling, to abide by the COVID requirements currently.
Okay, a virtual unveiling, 9 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday. I was going to try and use my 10 codes and ask you the 1020 on the location, but it sounds like it's going to be virtual.
Yeah. Just to abide by all the COVID requirements. Originally, we had wanted to have everybody over at the fire station and have a large event, but this will work.
Got it. So where can our listeners watch this virtual event?
There should be a link on juno.org, and I'll make sure to get you a link after this to the Zoom meeting.
Excellent. I will put a link in today's Juno Afternoon post so our listeners can find that. So let's. We have the details now of the unveiling for tomorrow morning of the new refurbished ambulance with Formline Art. Take us back, Assistant Chief Chad Cameron, to the idea to do this. I understand you were a part of its inception.
So Fire Chief Rich Etheridge came to me to start, I guess. One of my responsibilities is dealing with the apparatus and new apparatus ordering and such. So Fire Chief Etheridge approached me. We had sent an ambulance to get refurbished down. And he saw some native artwork on a vehicle that you could buy the decals for in the lower 48. He asked me what I thought about doing something like that on the ambulance. And so we had a great talk. I said, that's beautiful, but we probably should talk to someone up here and make sure it's culturally appropriate to do so. So I contacted Dixie Hutchison with the Sea Alaska Corporation. I lucked out. She's an amazing person. And she said, Chad, not only is this a great idea, we want to get behind it, but we want to include the Unity Group in this decision, which is comprised of all the clans and the tribes of Southeast Alaska, so they can have a say in the project and stuff and have input. And it just grew from there to what you see now.
Got it. What were some of the challenges that you and the artist had to face going forward with this project?
Time. Time was the biggest challenge, and I felt bad for the Unity Group and for the artists. We had very little time from the time the ambulance was getting prepped to be in here, and we actually needed to have it in service August 29th, and we're able to stretch that out. But time all the way across the board, Dixie and the Unity Group was able to commission two artists. I was able to work with them, come up with some rough drafts, get that vectorized, sent to the printer. Daryl over at Commercial Signs and Printing did a fabulous job getting the decals ready to go and installed in a short order. It was amazing. I think that whole time frame took under 3 months.
And I understand that 70% of an ambulance needs to be reflective. Is that right?
The NFPA requirement on the box, which is the back end of the ambulance, you have to have at least 75% of it must be a 6-inch stripe or greater that's reflective material. The artists were able to work that in with their spirit hands on the ambulances that you'll see. And all that's reflective material in the thumbs, I thought was very creative, creates that stripe.
All right, man, it is neat looking. If This might be hard. If somebody hasn't seen an image yet, how would you describe it to them?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm really proud of this project. I'm proud of our fire department, what everybody has done in the community. And we've been fortunate. Some people in the United States, in the lower 48, have shown some pictures of some similar items, but I've never seen an ambulance or a project quite like this. So I would say the best way to describe it is if you could imagine if the community of Juneau was to design an ambulance, that would be it. The balance with the artwork on the sides is fabulous. It represents one of our cultures.
Got it. And I'm looking at the article here from my colleague Pablo Pena here with the KTOO newsroom. I have a quote from the artist. Do you mind if I share those?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So Kakia Crystal Whirl said she and Mary Goddard worked to create a unified concept. Quote, "We did a series of sketches and brainstorming, and the thing that kept coming up was the human hand. And we talked about the hand being sort of like the sign of healing. And also it's a universal symbol, and that's recognizable by anyone," said Whirl. So you can definitely see the image of the hand sort of towards the front door. I'm looking at the driver's side of the machine, and there's definitely that hand there. It's remarkable. Okay, so tomorrow, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Assistant Chief Chad Cameron about the unveiling of the new refurbished ambulance with Formline Art on it. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday, at 0900, did I get that right, Chad?
Yes.
9 a.m. It's going to be virtual, and there'll be links at Juneau.org and also on today's website post for Juneau Afternoon, so you can watch that. What can we expect tomorrow morning, Chad? What are you all planning?
The ceremony, I think, will be brief, Mayor Beth Weldon is going to speak, Fire Chief Rich Etheridge, myself, and we're going to have a dedication from some elders in the area. Fire department, we are steeped in traditions. And so one of our traditions is to wet down our apparatus, first time before we place it in service and then to push it in. And so you'll see that. And then I believe they have set up a video to talk a little bit more about the background of the project and such.
All right, sir. Assistant Chief Chad Cameron, watch him and colleagues and coworkers and organizers and artists tomorrow morning unveil the new refurbished ambulance, 9 a.m. Online on a Zoom meeting, which you can get the link to at Juneau.org or at KTOO.org/Juneau Afternoon. Assistant Chief Cameron, anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
Just wish that everyone enjoy this great weather and have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.